love to hurt. My father,
he done told me. He haunted me with his sex gun. Crawling since the midnight. What can I do about my
China girl. nonsense. Oh, Jimmy, just shut your mouth.
Interesting, because artistically we were both gifted. He had some very good ideas and gifts, and I have my own gifts. His background of knowledge included things to which I had never been exposed in the States. So he knew about things you probably take for granted, being from Europe, things like what's an expressionist painting, what's an impressionist painting, and what happened in Zurich with Tristan Dara and the Zara and the Dadaists. I didn't know anything about any of this stuff. And he knew, you know, how to choose a wine and what the hell is an entrecote, and et cetera, et cetera. And he saw things. Saw things in a more historical way than I. He in many ways tried to expose me to a conceptual way of thinking, which is a way of thinking I've always been very suspicious of, and I was. But the way we would work together is he would provide music, and some of it he would just leave with me. So like China Girl, I had that sitting around for a month. The way we wrote that was in the basement of his home in Switzerland. I played a little drum set, and he played a piano, and we turned on a small mono tape recorder. Not very a particular high-tech or rich situation. No slaves waiting on us, we did it ourselves. In fact, I may add that the roadies on my new album were David and I, and we're probably both physically a lot stronger than you are from all the hard work we've done all our lives, and we carried physically every goddamn amplifier we used on the album up the stairs, three flights of stairs to the studio with our own hands, because I couldn't afford an extra roadie. Anyway, where were we? Yes, we were making the idiot. We would work basically on a frictional kind of a thing. He'd be like a kind of like having a film director, and it can get to be a pain in the ass, but sometimes it was good. So like Dum Dum Boys, those were my chords. And then he said, well, I've got an idea. Would you write a song about your old band, the Stooges? And I said, oh, what do you mean? I don't write a fucking song about the Stooges. He said, but look, that was a good band. You still have feelings about them. Why don't you write about that subject? I thought about that. Well, that would be interesting. Okay. So then I wrote on the subject. So often we would prick each other off. Or on a song like Fun Time, it was a piece of music, and I began singing this lyric. I got very excited in the studio. I said, I know, I got something I want to sing. Listen to this. And I'd start singing it. But then he'd heard what I was singing, and he got real excited. He'd say, stop, 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 stop. Now go back and sing it like Mae West, which is the very much the way he thinks. So that's where I got, last night I was down in the lab, you know, and it kind of works. So that's the way we work. Nightclubbing was written. That was one day a friend of ours came in. That was in ROV. That was written. A friend came in with some hideous masks, and each mask represented a very ugly old age person, an ancient old hag. And he put on one, and I put on one, and he sat down and started, just for a joke, playing this old time music. And I said, that's great. And he didn't think it was that great, but I insisted that must be a song on the album. So that's sort of the best I can do, is kind of, that's the way we work.